This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, a shocking claim by Joe Biden in Iowa. He says that there was not a single scandal, not a single scandal in the Obama-Biden administration over 8 years.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
For 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And folks, the fact of the matter is that 4 years of Donald Trump will be viewed as an aberration in American history. Eight years will fundamentally change who we are as a nation and how we're viewed around the world.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live, a shocking claim by Joe Biden. Yes, shocking that he called our duly elected president of the United States an existential threat to the nation. That means a threat that could destroy the nation as we know it forever. We will get to that in the second half hour of the broadcast. But there was even more shocking claim that the media is not quite picking up on as much because of the barbs that were being traded back and forth. And we'll get to those between President Trump, who, by the way, if you're going to punch President Trump and you're going to tell him what you're going to do. So you're, as Joe Biden did by putting out that speech saying, I'm going to call him an existential threat. So you are telegraphing your punch to President Trump. Guess what, Joe Biden? Learn from history. Learn from the last campaign cycle with President Trump. What is coming at you when you telegraph a punch like that is a punch like you've never been hit with before. And it will keep coming. And they will keep pummeling you. And so once you get into that with President Trump, into a boxing match, you're in serious trouble. Ask his fellow Republican candidates who ran against him for the nomination. Ask Hillary Clinton. And that was even a more complicated situation. She was the first woman who was had a major party nomination and still able to throw those punches. Joe Biden, by telegraphing that first punch, I think made a huge mistake. But this is what's not getting enough attention. Take a listen again to Joe Biden. He's out in Iowa, major state to get the primary. He's never done better, as President Trump called him, than 1% in Iowa. Right now, he's leading the polls there, barely. Poll numbers are definitely going down. But he made this comment, which is just absolutely shocking, and the media should be all over it.
For 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
I want to address one thing right away. We've got pages of Obama-Biden scandals, and we're going to go through those. My dad, Jay Seculo, will be joining us in the next segment to discuss some of them. But do you realize that the big scandal, and I put that in quotes if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, that Democrats like to talk about with the Trump administration turned out not to be a scandal at all, but phony. It was the Russia collusion scandal, and there was no Russia collusion. Read Bob Mueller's report. So what are the big scandals of the Trump administration that Joe Biden is trying to refer to, considering that after 2 years of a special counsel investigation, the big scandal was there was no collusion. The big scandal was the president was set up and spied on. That was the big scandal. But again, I just want to run through some of these with Than Bennett quickly, Than, and then we'll get into them more. So he says there's not one scandal at all under the Obama under the Obama-Biden administration. We're taking your calls on this, too. Can you believe that claim by Joe Biden? 1-800-684-3110. The IRS targeting scandal. Fast and furious. Hillary Clinton's email deletion. Benghazi. The Russian interference in the election that they did nothing about. The tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. FISA abuses. Spying on reporters. The Taliban 5. VA scandals. I mean, Than, the list goes on and on about real scandals that the Obama-Biden administration were part of.
And don't forget, Joe Biden was vice president during this time, George, so it leads me to ask the question, if he doesn't think there was a single scandal, I want to know where he was when he was supposed to be operating as the vice president. Pages and pages of scandals, yet he can't remember one. Jordan, that's a problem.
All right, folks, we come back. I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about this claim by Joe Biden? My dad will be joining us as well to comment.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Don't worry, we will get to the barbs that were thrown, the punches, pretty weak ones, by Joe Biden when you're throwing them at President Trump. You better be, you know, when you telecast a punch to tell President Trump, and he did by releasing his speech early, saying he's going to call President Trump an existential threat to our country. That means a threat that will destroy the basic fabric of what we know as America. And you telegraph that, well, you better be ready for what's coming. And there was a lot coming at Joe Biden from President Trump before he even got to Iowa. There was substance on the China issue, and Joe Biden suddenly has shifted his position from May to last night on the threat of China and the trade issue there. There was also some real barbs thrown, punches thrown by President Trump as well. So again, we will get to that. But what we believe is one of the most shocking claims made yet in this campaign cycle was by Joe Biden last night in Iowa. Take a listen again, listen closely, and remember those 8 years of the Obama administration.
For 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
I'm going to go to my dad, chief counsel of the ACLJ and attorney to President Trump. Dad, I mean, right off the bat, probably the one that we were most involved in, and certainly one of the most serious because involved the targeting of American conservative groups by the IRS. How about that scandal?
Well, I would say that was a pretty big one. You had the Internal Revenue Service in an unprecedented way targeting conservative, pro-life, pro-liberty organizations because of their name. It was a scandal that went all the way to the top of the Internal Revenue Service and higher. You had the president saying there was not a hint of evidence of wrongdoing. Yeah. And we find out, of course, we won. We got a permanent injunction against the Internal Revenue Service. They had to change their policy. They paid over $4 million in damages, over $1.6 million ordered in legal fees. So this idea that there was not a scandal, I mean, the IRS targeted conservative groups to silence them during a midterm election. Now, how much more of a scandal can there be? And that was with one of the most feared agencies in the federal government. That was the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, that's just
so
one.
I think, let me just finish on this one, though. We had to litigate that for 3 years. Yeah. We were the lead lawyers in a lot of those cases, especially the ones in Washington, D.C., where we had to get the rules changed. It was our case. We had, and then we joined these other cases as well. But this was serious litigation against the Internal Revenue Service. We found wrongdoing at a highest level. Lois Lerner, of course, was leading the pack on this. They were threatening to bring criminal actions against our clients, including, remember that one line, we'll get the FEC and DOJ to come up with one criminal case? That will silence these groups. So that tells you a lot right there. I mean, about a scandal. So that's number one on my list. But, you know, also, let's not forget, and I know you're going to get into this later in the broadcast, the whole issue of FISA abuse, that was under the Obama administration. They're the ones that changed the executive order with 21 days left in their term to go from three agencies getting information and unmasking capabilities to 21. So it tells you that, you know, they have Joe Biden suffering from selective memory disorder.
Yeah, and then you look at the entire, the tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton that occurred.
Talking about that one.
The Hillary Clinton email scandal that is tied to that, and then Jim Comey, all of that happening under the Obama administration, really botching everything.
All of this happened under the Obama. The way in which the entire way in which the tarmac issue with Loretta Lynch. Let's look at that one from a we filed FOIAs on that one.
Yeah.
So they had this unprecedented meeting between the former president of the United States, whose wife was under investigation, and the current attorney general of the United States on the tarmac in Arizona. And that's normal, right? And we went and got FOIA information on that. But the list goes on and on, the gun running with Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
And the lack of tracking capabilities and the fiasco that created. Dan mentioned during the break the Benghazi scandal of non-response. But my gosh, how he can say that with the IRS, which is such front and center, and the FISA abuse. But again, it's politics, so you kind of get it. But the reality is, when you look at what's happened here, they're the ones that launched this activity against President Trump. Remember that. That's where it came from.
Yeah,
Joe Biden, it was the Obama-Biden administration.
The only scandal that has been talked about with the Trump administration, we can all say with a straight face, because Robert Mueller looked into it for 2 years, they can't say anything different about it, was supposedly this Russian collusion between a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. And Robert Mueller said, absolutely not, there was not. So I don't know what scandal Joe Biden is trying to reference in the Trump administration, which has been scandal-free.
What he's trying to do is say that this investigation itself, you know, and I creates the hallmark of was this a scandal? Ended up, of course, not being one. But let's not forget who launched it. I think you got to be very clear on who launched this operation. Operation Crossfire Hurricane. It was done during the Obama-Biden administration. It was called Crossfire Hurricane, and it was launched against a candidate for president of the United States by the sitting administration, the current administration. So let's not forget where this came from.
I mean, you look at Benghazi, the blaming the attack on a video, which caused the death of, Ambassador Chris Stevens, three other Americans killed in that attack on our consulate in Benghazi. And the U.S. personnel on the ground were instructed to stand down. She initially said it was about a video. The VA scandal. I mean, remember how horrible the Veterans Affairs Department, we're going to talk about that with Wes Smith. The Taliban Five, trading the deserter Bo Bergdahl for five Taliban terrorists who ended up all five returning to the battlefield. The Iran deal video editing, where they edited out the truth about when negotiations on the Iran deal began. Guess what? It wasn't under the more moderate, in quotes, Rouhani government. It started under the Ahmadinejad government, but there was a white flash and an edit there. Eventually, they admitted that.
We did litigation on that, remember?
Yep.
We went and did a FOIA litigation on that.
And they eventually admitted that was intentionally done by someone from the press office. And you had Admiral Kirby come out and say
that. Yeah, it's important to point out on that one, Jordan, that the ACLJ went to court to find out what happened there, and we did find out.
I mean, and then there was the targeting of journalists. You know, this is another issue that, Dad, the Trump administration beats up on journalists, but the Obama administration actually went after them criminally, like James Rosen.
James Rosen. Yep. Yeah, people forget that. So you've got a reporter that they're angry at, so what do? They turn the full power of the government against then Fox News reporter James Rosen. He's now with Sinclair Broadcasting, and they went after him and threatened his family. So, look, again, he's suffering from a little bit of selective disorder, memory disorder. He remembers what he wants to remember and forgets what he wants to forget. But I'll tell you, at the end of the day, they're the ones that launched all these.
Yes.
And they're going to be found out with this new investigation that's going on by Bill Barr, and that's what they're so afraid of.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, again, when you look at the Joe Biden issue, that and again, I think this goes to the Sleepy Joe issue. Take a listen to President Trump yesterday, Bite 26.
America must never again be held hostage to foreign suppliers of energy as we were under the Obama-Biden Sleepy Joe group. Sleepy Joe.
I mean, it just gets to that idea, Dad, that Biden, like on the Hyde Amendment, there's also the Biden Amendment, which is out there, which he still has not repudiated that on the foreign funding of research on abortions, which is named after him, and yet the pro-abortion groups have stayed away from condemning him on that one yet. I mean, there's so much out there. It's like I know he had a long career, but prepare before you run for president, and especially when you're going to be talking about your 8 years serving in the Obama-Biden administration.
Well, I think, look, the reality of what you've got here is they're trying to create imagery, right? That's what this is. This is political theater, and what you've got going on right now with Congress is political theater. I mean, you saw that last night with the voting that they're going to go ahead and be able to go directly to court on people that are not complying with subpoenas. Subpoenas that, in my view, are either unconstitutional or no predicate's been made for them. There was an executive order, a search privilege over census documents today. I think it was the right thing to do. So I think that what you have here happening, and this is just what we have to be cognizant of, we're in a political season. You got to separate fact from fiction. And we're going to get to the bottom line of what was going on with these administrations real soon, because we've got a U.S. attorney that's been tasked with finding out how did this start. And what a scandal. That FISA issue is going to be a scandal.
You know what, Dad, we appreciate you joining us again for this segment, weighing in on what we thought was really when we were going through, we were going to start the show with the barbs that were being thrown by President Trump and Joe Biden, but have decided to hold that to the second half hour and get into the politics of that because we realized, Dad, this claim was just so outrageous. Yeah. We were all just saying them right off the top of our head, these scandals over the past 8 years of the Obama administration. And you know why we were doing that? Because all of us, the ACLJ, as you said, Dad, we've worked on all of these scandals.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them.
Every
folks,
single
you go
one
through.
Of them.
Every one of them. Yep. We have worked on or are continuing to work on some of them as well, like the FISA abuses as well. So, Dad, appreciate you joining us. More information up at ACLJ.org. We will be taking your phone calls. We come back 1-800-684-3110. Biden claims there were no scandals under the Obama-Biden administration. What are your thoughts on that? 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
You know, the politics is starting to heat up when you've got both President Trump, who will be the nominee for the Republican Party for a second term for president, and Joe Biden, who is, as of today, still the leading candidate for the Democrats, both in Iowa. Joe Biden wanted to let everyone know before his trip that he was going to be throwing some major barbs, some punches at Donald Trump. And we'll get into that, like calling him an existential threat. And we will get into that. We'll also get into Joe Biden's flip-flop on China, which has occurred between last month and this month, which, by the way, I think was caused by President Trump's remarks just yesterday. So not only is Joe Biden not mainstream, he can be influenced by anyone politically. So he's influenced by the far left, so he rushes out a plagiarized version of a Green New Deal because he's called too middle of the road by AOC. And then he switches his opinion on China when President Trump calls him a dummy on it and says that, you know, he's never taken it seriously. And we actually have the sound from that. So we're going to get into all of that. But what we thought was most shocking was that Joe Biden, I'm going to play it again for you because this claim, it's like his speechwriters just don't put it in there. It's not worth even making the claim because then you've got to litigate all of these issues and go through all of the issues. If you are the nominee, you are giving President Trump, as we've already prepared, in a few minutes prepared, a list of all of the real legitimate scandals of the Obama-Biden administration. And you make a statement like this, you're just playing into your opponents, both in the primary and general election. Take a listen to Joe Biden. Can't make this stuff up.
For 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
So as my dad said, one that really hit home with us because we were the lead attorneys on it, representing more than 40 groups that were targeted by the Internal Revenue Service, Washington, D.C. headquarters staff, that President Obama, even during a Super Bowl interview, tried to say was blame on low-level staffers, line agents in Cincinnati, and there wasn't a smidgen of corruption. Well, the lowest learner is no longer there. None of those officials are no longer there. The IRS has been completely gutted, as was as it was reported. I don't forget which newspaper said that, but it was that the ACLJ's lawsuit against the IRS had completely gutted the IRS, and they were on life support. That was a major scandal, but it took years of fighting in court that the ACLJ engaged on, and that's because of your support for the ACLJ. We were able to fight that battle. That's certainly a scandal because it went to the top of the Obama administration, went to the top of Washington, D.C., the IRS overseen by the Treasury Department. The commissioner of the IRS is a political appointee, could have done something about it, could have quickly remedied the problem, instead allowed it to continue to occur, then lied about who was at fault even after they acknowledged that it occurred. Remember, Lois Lerner acknowledged that it did occur, but blamed it on some field office in Cincinnati. And then it came out through the court cases and documents and filings and FOIAs that, guess what? It was all happening out of Washington, D.C., not Cincinnati. Now, justice has been done there, and that's just one of the scandals. There's also scandals that cause loss of life, like Benghazi. I would go to Wes Smith, a former captain in our military, a former colonel in our military. Wes, Benghazi alone, the lying about why the attack occurred, the idea that we told our personnel that we had on the ground who were ready to act, to stand down, I mean, it was a huge scandal.
Yeah, and it was a scandal because it did not fit the Obama-Biden political narrative at the time. You have to keep in mind, this happened on the anniversary of 9/11, but it also happened just weeks away from the reelection campaign for President Obama and Vice President Biden. And certainly, you know, we should not even have attacked Libya the way we did. Right now, to this day, it is not only a failed state, but it is still continues to this day to be a safe haven for terrorist organizations. But you're absolutely right. There was so much lying going on. Part of what Obama and Biden were running on at the time for reelection was that terrorism had been, you know, for the most part, completely defeated. So when this attack happened in Benghazi on the anniversary of 9/11, it was obvious that they were asleep at the wheel. And so they continued to lie and to downplay it. And what really bothered me was later on, as we had hearings in Congress, whenever people said that, well, she said it was the video that a person had made that had inflamed the people in Libya and had caused the attack. Later on, she would deny that. She would say she never said to anyone that the reason the attack happened was the video. I was with Hillary Clinton at Andrews Air Force Base for the dignified transfer of Ambassador Stevens and the other three Americans who were killed. I was with her as she met with the families. I heard her tell the families that day that she would get the person who did the video, who caused the attack, and yet for political purposes later on would deny that. And so it was really done. It was mismanaged from the get-go. As you said, the rescuers for these people who were stationed in Tripoli, the attack happened in Benghazi, they were armed, ready to get on a plane, and were told to stand down by Hillary Clinton's State Department. All of this was done for political purposes because they were close to an election, and it is one of the big scandals of the Obama-Biden presidency.
1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Remind us, any more scandals? People are calling in with some that we didn't have on our list initially. We were just literally putting this list together as we went about our radio prep meeting when we found that Joe Biden had said this and decided we should focus in on this because we worked on a lot of these scandals, and they were real scandals. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Let's go to Carrie in Idaho on line four. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I'm a postal carrier, and so I listen to your program every day.
Thank you.
And so I've been following this. And my question is with this fight with Joe Biden, and I can hear the crowd in the background. And so I'm wondering, are they cheering, or what is their reaction?
They are cheering Joe Biden. I mean, that was a Joe Biden event. He wasn't doing particularly large events in Iowa, but they were cheering the statement. We can play it again. Can you hear it in the statement again? So just make clear. But yes, they are cheering this on as if he's talking about the Trump administration having so many scandals. And the big scandal was the phony investigation and the phony Russia collusion, which Bob Mueller said didn't exist. There have been, what scandals have there been in the Trump administration? But yet he's got the crowd applauding it. Take a listen, Kerry.
For 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
So there you go. The applause is right there. Than, I want to go to another one of the scandals we talked about a little bit. Fast and Furious also has led to the loss of life of Americans.
Yeah, Jordan, this is one that people really need to remember because the Department of Justice had this really bright idea to put thousands of guns in the hands of smugglers because the idea would be they would track those guns and then they would be able to arrest the smugglers. Jordan, they lost track of those guns after giving them to them or at least seeing them into their hands. And one of those guns was used in the 2010 murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. So you talked about the Americans that lost their lives in Benghazi. I'm sure that the family of a Border Patrol agent Brian Terry remembers that scandal, even if the vice president doesn't. Actually, Jordan, the former attorney general, Eric Holder, he was held in contempt over trying to hide the details, not turning those details over to Congress.
A real reason to be held in contempt.
Another scandal that cost lives.
That's a real reason to be held in contempt is when a scandal like that happens and you try to cover it up as attorney general and you're held in contempt. That's the real reason to use contempt. We come back. We take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We also get to the politics of yesterday as well with the barbs that were flying. But this scandals issue is just so outrageous. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
From Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
For 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
No scandals, Joe Biden. This is interesting. Joe Biden attacked yesterday calling the media fake news, which, by the way, there's so much fake news. I'm writing a book, comes out in September, called The Next Red Wave. We have an entire chapter on fake news and some of the stories that were just the most outrageous of the fake news stories that had no sourcing or anonymous sourcing that then ended up getting reported all over until ultimately they were pulled back days later by major news outlets. But it took days. And of course, by then, no one realizes that the stories weren't true. That's the problem with using fake news from major media outlets. But take a listen to Joe Biden. And we talk about the scandal issue. Take a listen, bite four.
Fake news, enemy of the people. These aren't words to be laughed at or dismissed. Just look what's happening around the world. Think of the dictators and tyrants using the exact same language Trump uses to justify their abuses of power in their countries. Not a joke. Think about it.
Interesting. Because the Obama-Biden administration, and this is well reported, targeted and wiretapped Fox News correspondent James Rosen and at least five phone lines connected to Fox News. DOJ, under Obama-Biden, also seized phone records of Rosen's parents and obtained a warrant for Rosen's emails. So they went after a reporter's parents. Rosen's alleged wrongdoing was using a State Department contractor, not staff person, not bureaucrat, not political appointee, but contractor as a source for a story. They tapped Fox News' phone lines, James Rosen's phone lines, his emails, and his parents. That is the targeting of journalists, by the way. That is what is dangerous to the news, than to me. That again, it just set the tone for what we saw with the FISA abuses, with the spying on the Trump campaign. What they did to James Rosen, what they did, the IRS targeting, all of it kind of themes together. It's that the government thought they could take out its enemies by using their tools illegally to spy on them, to try and silence them, like with the IRS, spy on them, and like with James Rosen, or ultimately, again, try and take down political opponents like they did with this phony Russian counterintelligence investigation.
It all tells the story, Jordan, of an administration that when it found someone outside the government that did not like what they were doing or were speaking out critically against them, they would take action to silence them. I mean, I think James Rosen is probably the starkest example when you have wiretapping and actual invasions of communications, and not just invasion of communications of James Rosen, but also his parents, intimidating his family. But Jordan, similar tactics were taken against New York Times writer James Rison. You also had, you mentioned the IRS targeting. I actually had one of our former clients here yesterday, Jordan, just stopped in to say hello. Trust me, those more than 40 groups that were targeted by the IRS, they remember speaking out against the policies of the Obama administration and then having the Obama administration, with Vice President Biden presiding, coming after them because of their viewpoints. It tells the story, Jordan. If anyone on the outside was critical of the administration, they were coming after them. And just in light of the comments you keep playing, I would ask again, where was Vice President Biden during this? Because if he doesn't remember any of these scandals, then apparently he wasn't on the job at the time.
We come back, start taking your phone calls, playing some of the barbs that went back and forth between President Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden, of course, telegraphing his first barb, which was that President Trump is an existential threat. The China switch by Joe Biden. He's also now flip-flopped on that issue. We'll get to that. We'll get to more of these scandals of the Obama-Biden administration, because literally, there's more to go through. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. I know we have an RN calling in who noticed one of Joe Biden's claims that we did, too, about curing cancer, which would be great, but claiming you can do so in a certain period of time is a bit outrageous, to say the least. We'll take that call. So Amy, hold on in New Jersey. Amy, hold on in Virginia. Robin in New Mexico. And some more are coming in right now. 1-800-684-3110.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
So we're going to finish this portion of this. I just claim that Joe Biden said there were no scandals of the Obama-Biden administration. We'll quickly run through the others. And I want to take a call that came in also about another one. But we're taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. If you've got more that you want to talk about, we'll get to them. If you think we've missed one, we'll certainly talk about it. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Amy's calling in from Virginia on line 6 with another one of these scandals. Amy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're good.
Hey, I live in Northern Virginia. Clearly, I'm like in the melting pot of all of this. I'm about 40 minutes from D.C., so I live it. My question or concern, or if you could make clarity, the whole scandal of during the Obama administration where they put the cash on the plane to send to Iran, I have no idea. Regular media barely covered this, and I'm still just really confused that how was that okay?
Unfortunately, that was a dual kind of a scandal between Congress, some Republicans as well, by the way, who are no longer there, thankfully, and the White House pulling one on the American people. Remember, one of the scandals was the State Department blanked out their video at a press conference with James Rosen on when the negotiations with Iran began on the nuclear deal. They always wanted to say it didn't happen until the more moderate President Rouhani was elected. But in fact, we were negotiating with Ahmadinejad. Remember him? Really bad guy in Iran. The Obama administration was negotiating with him, but they blanked that out. It's a white flash. And finally, they admitted that someone in their tech department was called by someone high up in the press office to do that. But then on the Iran deal and that billions of dollars, they played one on the American people is what happened. And they used Congress to do it.
Yeah, they played one on the American people. You could say they played one on Congress, although I think Congress was actually a willing participant. For any kind of a deal like this, that would normally have to be submitted to the United States Senate for ratification, which requires a supermajority vote, a vote they were not going to be able to get. So what they did is they played a parliamentary game, Jordan. They got Congress under a Republican-controlled Senate Foreign Relations Committee to approve what was called the Iranian Review Act, which essentially said we will preemptively give you the authority to make a deal like this, but we have the right to vote on it. But Jordan, unless we vote it down using a simple majority, then it will prevail. So essentially, because of the rules of the Senate, it flipped that supermajority required onto his head, and it actually took a supermajority to knock the deal down. So I would put this one on the doorstep, certainly of the Obama-Biden administration, but also on the doorstep of Congress. I think they jointly participated in that one.
Yeah, but they did try. The Obama-Biden administration was caught hiding, and that's a scandal, that they were negotiating with Ahmadinejad, who was just a horrendous leader in Iran, a very dangerous leader, hardliner in Iran. They didn't want people to know that the friendly Obama-Biden team would be negotiating with someone like that. Let me just run through the others that we haven't hit yet, and then we'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Amy from New Jersey, we're coming to you next to get into more of the substance of what Joe Biden had to say yesterday, if you want to call it that. There was the Hillary Clinton email scandal. She failed to preserve government records that the federal law requires, deleted at least with bleach bit 33,000 emails, 33,000. The House classified information on unsecured server. She destroyed the hardware. Literally, they destroyed it by smashing the hardware. And then you had FBI director under President Obama and Vice President Biden, Jim Comey, fumble the entire investigation by going public multiple times, interfering with our general election, which I don't think was good for Hillary Clinton, not good for Democrats, not good for Republicans, not good for our democracy. That's a big scandal when it's not just partisan. It really is the whole country. We talked about the tarmac meeting. We talked about the FISA abuse. What we didn't talk about as much is that they acknowledged that they knew about the Russian interference in our elections and took no preventative action about it. Of course, the FBI meddling and leaking, Jim Comey leaking memos of conversations, and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, all of this happening, that we've got an insurance plan to stop Donald Trump. That all happened before President Trump took office. That all happened under Obama, Biden. Wes, another that we just mentioned briefly was the VA scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're hearing the VA is operating at a much better level. At least that's what the reports are I'm hearing. Certainly there needs to be more work done, but it was a mess.
It was a horrible mess. They were actually faking the waiting list at numerous VA facilities so that they would look like they're seeing more patients than they are or than they were at the time, and that there were fewer people on the waiting list. It was a horrible scandal. And because of that cover up and that scandal, there were hundreds of veterans who died while waiting to see a doctor.
I want to make sure you understand the Veterans Affairs Department is the secretary of that is cabinet level position. I mean, this is serious. We take this very seriously in our country to be the head of the VA. So for hundreds to die, to lie about the numbers being seen, it is a shame. That was a shameful moment for the Obama administration and a scandal as well. We talked about the Taliban 5, the Iran deal editing, Uranium 1. That's still being investigated by the U.S. attorney out in Utah. Remember, CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investments in the U.S., including Secretary Clinton and A.G. Holder, approved sale of rights to more than 20% of U.S. uranium to an entity owned by the Russian government. There were numerous conflicts of interest there, including the Clinton Foundation interest and speaking fees for Bill Clinton from Russia and related entities to the Russian company Rosatom that wanted to and ultimately got the 20% rights, the U.S. uranium. So we've covered those scandals for you. Let's get into, of course, in Fast and Furious, we hit Benghazi, IRS, Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's just, I'm sure if we took more than the 45 minutes we took this morning after really getting this bite, because the media wasn't covering it, that we could find more. Let's start getting to the substance now, Joe Biden. And Amy from New Jersey has been holding on. This was one that stood out to us as well, Amy. And I want to let you talk about this. Calling in from New Jersey on line one. Amy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. As an RN, I find someone to make a claim like that is very egregious. That's like being a snake oil salesman.
Let me play, Amy, the claim that you're talking about, because we haven't played it yet on the broadcast. Joe Biden, I mentioned it, but Joe Biden made a specific claim yesterday in Iowa. And listen, I hope he's right. I think that we'd all hope that this is true. But to say that only you can do it, and it will only happen if you are president, is a bit absurd, to say the least. Bite 12.
I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes in America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm... But that's another issue.
I mean, that would be wonderful. I think we're all putting forward millions in research, but Amy, you are an RN, and you've said that this is just an outlandish claim to make.
Well, what you're doing is you have people in your audience that may be having family members with cancer.
Yeah.
You're really giving people false hope. People are swayed by that. What is he going to do? What is he being paid off by pharmaceutical companies that want to do more research to say things like that on stage? And that's another scandal. That's a potential scandal.
Well, you know, I think, Amy, too, I mean, there's certain cancers that we've done better with, but literally, like you said, everyone here listening to the broadcast has a family member affected or themselves has been affected inside the ACLJ, too. I mean, inside the ACLJ family, whether it's one of our family members or someone who works at the ACLJ, there are some cancers that are much more beatable now because of research that's been done. There are some that are still very fatal. And to make the claim that you can be the one, Than, that cures cancer, I mean, to me, that's a much bigger claim than saying I can make a deal with North Korea.
Yeah, it's irresponsible, Jordan. And, you know, at the end of that quote, he says, that's another issue. No. If he had a plan to cure cancer, that would be the primary issue, yeah. And we need to hear more about it.
People,
but look,
everyone would vote for him. If this guy had a plan to cure cancer, you'd put aside every other issue problem you have with Joe Biden, yep. And every American, because we've all been affected by it in some way or lost a family member or a loved one or people who are listening right now who are dealing with it themselves, would say, if he's got the cure, I'll vote for him. I mean, so to make claims like that is again, very misleading.
I totally agree. And I actually think Amy alluded to another important point. She talked about, you know, is he going to make a deal with private pharmaceutical researchers? Jordan, a cure for cancer, or at least moving in the right direction, is in all likelihood, it's going to come mostly from private research. There's not enough dollars inside the federal government to do this. But a big part of it may be getting the federal government off of the back of some of those researchers. So, you know, if Joe Biden is suddenly going to be for deregulating in that space, I would certainly like to hear about it. But of course, he didn't give us those details. He just said, I promise you, I'm going to cure cancer.
The politician who will say anything to get elected, even if they know that it's false or unbelievable, yep. I think you can actually add lying or misleading the public to his other crime of plagiarism, you know?
Yeah, he's plagiarism, which is something he gets caught, he's just gotten caught with again with his new Green New Deal, which his campaign had to acknowledge. We've got another flip-flop from Joe Biden to talk about when we come back, this on China. And his hit on President Trump, calling him an existential threat to our country. Give us a call now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do you agree with Joe Biden?
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Again, I think we've gotten through this idea. You and Joe Biden said there were no scandals in the Obama-Biden administration. We'll come back to this. I think he'd made a huge political mistake by saying it. We just went through our list that we compiled, and we worked on almost every single one of those issues, including the IRS, the others. There was some substantive change. There was also a major choreographed hit, a punch, that the Biden team thought it would be a good idea to tell the media about was coming. So telegraphing it, not just to the media, but to President Trump. Think about President Trump for a moment. Do you telegraph the punches you're going to throw at him? I mean, look at his opponents. Ask them before maybe doing this. So Joe Biden telegraphed the big punch of his speech. Here it was. Take a listen.
Look, I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
And literally, so is a real existential threat to America, a threat that would destroy the nation as we know it, Wes.
Yeah, I mean, this is such an outlandish statement, and we do have existential threats to America. Terrorism is one of them. For him to make a comment like that in the middle of all that we've done on the global war on terror, I think that is an insult to every man and woman who have died defending America from real existential threats.
Do you realize, to use this term too, existential threat, let me play for you the president that Vice President Biden served and loved so much, on his friend day, posting his photos, goes to his daughter's graduation. They have such a close relationship. President Obama, did not believe that terrorist groups like ISIS, who had just carried out an attack when he made this statement, that he didn't believe they were an existential threat. He wouldn't use language like that against terrorist groups like ISIS. Take a listen. This is the Obama-Biden administration on terrorism. Do you want this again?
Today's terrorists can kill innocent people, but they don't pose an existential threat to our nation, and we must not make the mistake of elevating them as if they do. That does their job for them.
Until President Trump came into office, the caliphate was growing. ISIS was becoming more powerful. It was becoming normal on our radio broadcast to cover ISIS atrocities, both in the territories they controlled and their elimination of Christians, which their genocide of Christians, which we're still working on at the UN through the ACLJ and European Center for Law and Justice. But once the Trump administration came in, we treated them like an existential threat. And guess what? There is no caliphate. ISIS exists now like kind of an Al-Qaeda type terror group. And there's always going to be radical Islamic extremist terrorists. But there is no more caliphate. There is no more government. They don't run the territories anymore. We got rid of that. President Trump did that. Do you really want to go back to the Obama-Biden years where you call a fellow American an existential threat who was duly elected by the American people to be their commander-in-chief? That's an existential threat, but not ISIS. You want to go back to those years? Vote for Joe Biden is what he's telling you. Because take a listen to what President Trump talks about with his accomplishments. Is this an existential threat? Sounds pretty good to me. Not like a threat to our country, but pretty good for our country and for the American people. Take a listen.
Since the election, we've created nearly 6 million jobs. And frankly, if I would have said that during the election, the fake news media would not have believed it. They would not. They would not have found that acceptable. If I ever used that number, they would have said, there's no way. Nearly 900,000 fewer Americans rely on part-time work right now because they have full-time jobs.
And every minority group's employment is up as well. I mean, that is just from government statistics. So, I mean, Than, right there, you talk about existential threat. It is, first of all, to throw that kind of punch, to say you're that kind of danger to the American people. And all Donald Trump has to do is talk about what he's done for the American people, like the jobs, the fact that more African-Americans are working than ever before, more Hispanics are working than ever before, higher wages, less people working just part-time. And that's just talking about economics of the individual, not the stock market, not foreign policy, just what he's done individually with a divided Congress.
Yeah, first of all, Jordan, I think the proof that he's correct about how the fake news media would have reported it during the campaign is the fact that even as it's happening, Jordan, most of them are either not reporting it or putting a spin on it that is negative. So I think he's correct on that point. But on the point of an existential threat, look, there is direct causation between the policy of the Obama administration to try to contain ISIS and that leading to them continuing to grow their territory, and then a shift in the strategy to one of eradication. That's why, like you said, there is no caliphate anymore. And I would just add one other issue onto that, Jordan. I mean, I think there's another existential threat to the United States right now, and it's the fact that we are not taking our border security seriously. The enemy has recognized this, Jordan. I mean, all of the propaganda out there tells their adherents to take advantage of our porous border and come across that way and inflict damage inside the country. Jordan, that is an existential threat that Joe Biden's party is not taking seriously right now. So he can talk about the president being an existential threat, but there is a current one right now that, quite frankly, warrants his attention.
Here's one that's interesting, too. This is kind of what I want to finish out the show with today. We might take the final call of the day as well. Some Army try to hold on the line. But this was Joe Biden flip-flopping on China after Trump pointed out that he was a dummy on it. And use that term. Now, after someone calls you an existential threat to America, I think you can come back and call them slow, sleepy, a loser because they have been, a plagiarizer because he was, and a dummy because it's pretty nasty to call someone like that, a fellow American, an existential threat to the country. But take a listen. This is Joe Biden in May. Okay, not May of 2018. This May, 2019, a month ago. Take a listen. Number 9.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They're not bad folks. But guess what? They're not a competition for us.
They're not a competition for us. They're not bad folks. China's not going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. That was last month's Joe Biden. Okay. President Trump responded to that when he was getting onto the airplane yesterday to head to Iowa. So this is just yesterday. Here's President Trump on Joe Biden's China remarks.
Joe Biden is a dummy. Joe Biden thought China was not a competitor. China made $500 billion over a short period of time against Obama, Biden, and for many, many years, in all fairness to them.
And now, so President Trump hits Biden on his China policy from a month ago, saying that they're not competition, that they're not bad folks, that they're not eating our lunch. President Trump does call him a dummy, Joe Biden, but also goes through real facts and numbers, the $500 billion over a short period of time. And here is Joe Biden in June in Iowa, the same day President Trump called him out for his China policy. Take a listen to Joe Biden's newest flip-flop. First, it was the Hyde Amendment on abortion. Now this is from the guy who's going to cure cancer for you, the plagiarizer. He's now got a new position after President Trump said that about China on China. Take a listen, Biden.
You bet I'm worried about China. When it comes to taking on China, first, let's invest in America. That's why. Let's build a united front of our allies to challenge Chinese abusive behavior.
I still don't think he's taking it seriously, the threat from China. I think, let's invest in America. I think that's the whole idea, of course, is that you get better trade deals with China so that you can invest. And by the way, during this trade war, you see how things have balanced out with the stock market and through interest rates. But think about Joe Biden for a moment and just question whether he should. I mean, this is why you wonder if he'll make it through the nominating process. He can be persuaded by the far left quickly to put out a plagiarized Green New Deal and persuaded by Trump to change his China policy.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.